You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, the always hilarious, one of my favorites, Gabriel Iglesias. How's it going, man?
Buenos dias, Mario Lopez. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias.
Sorry, man, I saw the sign outside.
Now, I've told these dudes, and anyone for that matter, I've had the pleasure of seeing you perform and do your comedy live, and I find it fast. First of all, great show. So funny. Never the same. You always mix it up. But I find it fascinating because in the audience, you'll see little kids, little old ladies, black, white, brown, all ethnicities. And I think it's so cool. You don't really cuss. It's such a smart comedy set, and it's so enjoyable, man. So I just wanted to give you props on my show for that because
thank you.
I've really enjoyed it.
Well, clearly those people have no idea what they're coming to see.
No idea.
The expectations, yeah.
Well, you've announced a world tour beyond the fluffy. And this is big, man. And are you getting a tour bus for this one, or what you doing?
Yeah. There's a bus. There's a couple semis. It's going to be like WWE meets the Food Channel.
There you go.
It's pretty awesome.
What goes in the semi? Just like a mic and a mic stand?
Actually, we're having a really nice set piece made.
Oh, nice.
For the tour, because a lot of the shows are going to be in arenas. So we're going to have like the stage set up. We carry our own equipment. A lot of times you have to depend on the venues to supply speakers and mics and stuff like that. But believe it or not, if you carry your own equipment, your show is going to be a lot more consistent, especially when, you know, someone like myself, I need to be able to project and do the voices and the characters and have the sound effects. So it's like if the equipment's not legit, then it's going to, you know, the show's going to suffer.
It has an effect. And I love that we've had conversations in the past. I mean, this is a world tour, but you've already been all over the world many times. And was it Saudi Arabia where you were performing? Is that where you told me?
Yeah,
in the Middle East.
Yeah, I've been to Saudi Arabia a few times, way before the whole thing that is going on right now. way before. Everything was cool when I went.
Right, but I mean, you're
don't
welcome.
Get mad at them. Don't get mad at them.
No, I know, but you're welcome there and embraced, and that, you know, comedy translates there.
I think the reason why the show went over so well in Saudi Arabia is because I don't go in there trying to tell them what to do. If you go in there with the mindset that you're a guest, you're a visitor.
You have respect.
You have a certain respect. When you go over someone's house, do you do what you want to do? Do you throw your feet up on the table? Do you, you know, blow up the bathroom? Right. No, man.
Well, Mario does.
These guys think they're comedians. Yeah. He's working on his HBO special.
He's
right
working
now.
On it. I'm writing material right now. We'll get there.
Yeah, so it's one of those, you go in there just acting like a guest, and you're going to be okay. So if they say, hey, please do us a favor, don't talk about this or this, then you don't talk about this or this. Yeah. You go in there saying, hey, you know what? And I get the mindset. It's like, look, they've been around thousands of years. America's been around 200. Okay, it's like,
right.
Yeah.
No, I think that's cool. And the fact that you're able to adjust accordingly is a big part of
it. Yeah, and of course, you know, if you go in there and you're not, I just tell stories. So I'm not in there telling politics. If you avoid politics, religion, sports, you're going to be okay. Those three main things you avoid, you're going to be all right.
Right. Very smart. And this tour, new material, stuff, or anything in particular that
you have I have no idea. I was just telling my assistant that, you know what? We just finished recording a new special for Netflix. It's going to be the first 90-minute special. So it's not 1 hour. It's 90 minutes.
Nice.
And so that's basically all the material flew on that. And now I got to start from scratch.
That's awesome.
And it's crazy,
man,
because the special is, the new, you know, we already have a tour.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't have the show yet. So I got to hit the clubs for the next couple months until we start.
That's my move right there. Usually I'll sign up. Yeah, I can do it. Like, hey, what am I doing? I don't know. I figure I'll learn as I get there right there. So are you performing here at any point in LA? In one of those clubs you're talking about hitting up?
Yeah, actually, for Christmas, I'm going to be in Irvine at the Improv. I have a show. I have two shows Christmas Day. And I know some people say, well, why would you perform on Christmas Day? Who would come out to see you?
Everybody's
chilling.
The
shows always sell out because... Yeah. People want to get away from their family.
Yeah.
They do, including myself. So
people have no family.
It all works out. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So those shows are a lot of fun. And then also, too, I'm going to be in Oxnard at the Levity Live Club on New Year's.
Oh, nice.
So I have three shows before next year.
I love it, man. Always keep them busy right there. And
by the way, I think it's cool, man, that the shows that you have seen have not even been here in L.A. It's always been on the East Coast.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
Because we coincidentally have happened to be...
Two Mexicans found each other in the night.
Right.
Somewhere, what was it, Foxwoods Casino?
Yeah. From Chula Vista, too.
Yeah.
Right,
we're both from Chula Vista.
Isn't that great? So
nice.
I know I got a lot of pride
619.
Right there. Exactly. 619 represent. Exactly.
Yeah, clearly Mario is highway miles and I'm city miles. we're right about the same age, man. But, you know, hey, life's life. You choose your own path.
When you do travel to all these cities, do you get a chance to like take in the city at all, or is there just boom business, you hit and you're out?
I've been to so many places where I've had a chance to already do the tourist thing. And so I just, you know, when I go back, it's like, okay, you know, if I'm taking, for example, my son or friends with me, then it's like, okay, like if we go to DC, you want to see all the museums, you want to go walk around. If it's somewhere where you can see stuff, then absolutely. But I've been drunk in Fargo, North Dakota.
Nice.
I don't need to do that again.
By the way, it's the number one hobby.
It's the number one thing. You know what I'm saying? But it's one of those where if I've been somewhere before, right, and I've already taken it in, then I just go to, you know, yeah, unless I have people with me,
right,
I don't like doing things by myself.
Yeah. And you're heading to Australia.
Yes.
Soon. So that's a meme.
Oh, I'm excited.
Right,
it's
there.
Already sold out too. So I'm, wow, I'm pumped up. I'm excited about
He's
that
a true
one.
Nice. National player.
Funny
right
is
there.
Funny.
International.
Yeah. And do you, obviously we talked about Saudi Arabia having to adjust accordingly, but we're Australia very much as far as.
Australia is the exact opposite of Saudi Arabia.
Right.
It is the most, I guess, I talk about how America has freedom of speech, but compared to Australia, It's over the top. It's
really?
Like freedom 2.0. I mean, the way that people speak there is so, they don't take into consideration your feelings. And so people just, it's like it's like an old uncle from Tijuana. They just, yeah, like, if you're skinny, hey, flaco, if you're fat, hey, gordo. Yeah. There's no filter of like, hey, can we talk about your diet? There's none of that.
No politically correct.
There's no political correctness. So over there, it's,
that,
yeah,
sounds awesome.
Yeah, they God speak, bless Australia.
Yeah, they speak the way people used to.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So it's pretty interesting, and over there you can do no wrong. If as long as they sense that you're being genuine about what you say, you're, yeah, you're good.
And this was exciting too, man. I know you got a new Netflix series in the works, Mr. Iglesias. That's cool, brother.
Yes,
what's
I am
the
playing
premise right there?
I'm playing a history teacher in the Long Beach Unified School District.
Nice.
The great part is that it's
my favorite subject.
History?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome when we learn from it.
Yeah. Exactly. Even better. So you're playing a history teacher.
I'm playing a history teacher, and I'm at my actual high school. So the high school that I graduated from, which is Long Beach Wilson High School, Netflix, somehow or another, we made it so that I'm allowed to use a real school.
That's
my
amazing.
Real school, so it's not some fake school. So we're, yeah, using the real school, the real logos, talking about just regular things that are happening, local spots.
Right.
So we're making it very, very personal. And I thought it was awesome that Netflix said, yeah, I like your idea, because I wanted it to have a real root. Like a lot of times TV shows, it's a made up place that you're around.
Right. Like Bayside.
Yeah. I'm still looking for it.
And Saved by the Bell. Bayside wasn't real.
A lot of people keep saying,
trying out all his material.
I know,
here,
man.
So he wants to open for you, I think.
Oh, so yeah, we're finally on the radio at the same time.
Yeah, right.
AC Slater and Mashed Potato. Together, one building.
The set
actually resembles, has a couple things in there that have a little bit of a vibe from the show.
Orale.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a high school, so
yeah,
you know
fun,
the gist.
Man. Right on.
But it's a great show, and we cover a lot of, you know, it's funny, but it's got some substance to it.
Cool.
You know, so
like
I think
all
that was
good comedy should, yeah.
Yeah, so it's
exactly,
you know, it's gonna have the ha ha's, and there's gonna be some wah-wahs too.
All right.
Yeah, you gotta have a message,
yeah,
as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Netflix, you've also got another special on Netflix coming out called One Show Fits All, which is a great title.
Yeah, that's the 90-minute special that I recorded, and man, it's, yeah, a 1 hour in itself, because I mean, you think back to Comedy Central, they used to have, you know, with commercials and stuff, the special was probably 42 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and this one is no commercials, and it's 90, so it's a movie.
No, that's a lot, man. That's a lot. You know, I had to give a speech recently, and they said the speech, they wanted it like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I'm all, damn, that's a long time to talk. I'm thinking, right, when you're going up there,
yeah,
an hour and a half, I can't even, you know. I imagine, though, you're so seasoned, and sometimes you'll go off on a tangent, and you know how to get back. And so,
that sounds like my show.
You're gonna have fun with it, right? Yeah, because I've seen your
you
show.
Seen, you've
and
seen
the
what
red
happens.
Light goes on, and you keep going for like another half hour, which is cool. No, those are always fun. So, what's up with Thanksgiving, man?
I'm not sure. Usually for Thanksgiving, in the past, for many years, we were going to Hawaii. You know, and it was mainly to get away from relatives that would like to show up unannounced and
right,
and talk bad about the food and, oh, when you're going to get a bigger house and when you're going to do this. I thought you were doing that. Forget that, man.
Yeah.
You know,
bounce.
Just up and go.
Yeah.
Go have a go hit a luau and then call it a weekend.
You still embracing the Hawaiian shirts?
Yes, I do. I know I'm not wearing one right now.
Those are comfy.
Yeah, it's easy. It's easy fit. You put it on, take
exactly.
it off.
All right, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Most underrated Christmas song.
Sorry, man. I got a little thirsty. Hey.
Drinking your horchata.
Most underrated Christmas song. Oh, man. Well, my favorite Christmas song is Blue Christmas by Elvis. You know, I love that song. I can't wait to hear that song. And even the chipmunk versions. Blue Christmas. You know, the little chipmunks.
Look at that.
Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? Is another one I like to hear.
Yeah, that's another good one. Yeah, there's a lot.
The Mariah one. There's the regulars.
Yeah, that was a top 10 list right there. Okay. Favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
What's her name again? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It sounded
a side piece.
Let me see. Well, for me, it's always been, I love mashed potatoes. So, okay. And I usually don't eat mashed potatoes during the year. So Thanksgiving, it's always one of those, like, I like the mashed potatoes.
Okay.
And then with I mix the gravies. Oh. I like mixing the gravies and the
combo.
Yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Alyssa Milano.
We're the same age, so that's why. I think she's like, everybody's around our age, yeah. Favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas movie? Home Alone.
Nice. Most memorable Christmas gift you received?
Ooh, most memorable Christmas gift. That's a good one. I honestly don't remember. I couldn't tell you.
Dang, I'm going to end it on a sad note?
No, it's not a sad note. It's not a sad note. I do get gifts. It's just that usually Christmas, I become Santa. You know, so I'm usually the
you're the gift
I'm giving. I'm the giver for
Christmas. Favorite gift you've given then?
Oh, wow.
Car?
Oh, that's pretty
nice.
Good.
Nice. Like Oprah.
Yeah.
Only one person.
Only one person. Fair enough. Not the whole familia. All right. Well, onwithmario.com for Beyond the Fluffy tickets and tour dates. You can follow him on Instagram @FluffyGuy. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you.
On with Mario Lopez.